Weather Center. I'm Kyle Granger.
This is the news and talk of East Tennessee. WOKI-FM, Oliver Springs, Knoxville. News Talk 98.7. Accumulus Station.
Obama to Louisiana. Wildfire being contained. I'm Christopher Cruz. President Obama will visit flood-ravaged areas of Louisiana on Tuesday. More than 4,000 people are still in shelters in the state. Governor John Bel Edwards says FEMA will start paying for hotel rooms for some of those who can't yet return home.
We are in the process and working diligently and around the clock to assess those options, and we will have a plan that we can present to you by the middle of next week.
Government officials and businesses in Miami are hoping the cases of Zika identified in the city's Wynwood Arts District near South Beach won't hurt tourism. Phil Levine is the mayor of Miami Beach.
We're all working together to continue the efforts that we have begun in January, which we ramped up in June, and now we are pushing even more to inform, educate our residents, all our businesses.
That huge wildfire that's been burning about 60 miles east of L.A. since Tuesday, now 40% contained. I'm Christopher Cruz. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has begun running general election television ads. Correspondent Jessica Schneider tells us about them.
The campaign spending $4.8 million over the next 10 days for ads in the battleground states of Ohio, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Florida.
Donald Trump's America is secure. Terrorists and dangerous criminals kept out. The border secure. Our families safe.
Clinton's camp already on the attack. Campaign spokesman Brian Fallon tweeting, in case you thought for a split second Trump was genuine about feeling regret, he is back to demonizing immigrants again in his new ad today.
Three Summer Olympics, three races at each, three gold medals at each Olympics. Jamaica's Usain Bolt made Olympic history last night with another gold medal, this one for the men's 4x100 relay race. It was a close race until the anchor leg, and then literally Bolt ran away with it. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
As high school athletes prepare for football, a new study says sports-related brain injuries are one of the fastest-growing sources of insurance claims.
Texas passed a law several years ago that requires high school football coaches to explain the symptoms of concussions to players.
They'll know what a teammate starts to look like if they're maybe getting a little lightheaded or they're in a huddle.
Fort Worth Independent School District Athletic Director Kevin Green says students are also learning how to spot the signs of brain injury or concussion in their teammates.
A student not feel pressure to continue practicing because they might not think they're tough if they're feeling a certain way.
Green says players are also learning techniques for tackling that are less likely to lead to helmet-to-helmet hits. Alan Skaya, Fort Worth.
Top story of the hour, President Obama will go to Louisiana Tuesday to see the damage from historic flooding that has killed 13 people and damaged 40,000 homes. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Hey, this is Mike Keith, voice of the Tennessee Titans. News Talk 98.7 wants to put you and three friends in a private suite for a Tennessee Titans game. You'll also get free parking, food and drink, four Titans jerseys, and a $100 Pilot gift card. Just listen for my cue to call in and qualify. It's the Titans Suite Experience. From your home for the Titans in East Tennessee, News Talk 98.7, WOKI.
Brought to you by the Knoxville Safe House. You need a safe, you just don't know it. And A's Electric. Service is their business.
Showers and thunderstorms all day today with mostly cloudy skies, a high temperature near 82. Overnight tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue, a low of 70. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms once again throughout the day with mostly cloudy skies, a high near 84. Overnight Sunday, mostly clear though, a low of 61. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger. Hope you have a great weekend.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome into Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. I'm Dawn Steimer. Thanks for waking up with us this morning. I hope you're sitting back, pouring yourself a nice cup of coffee, maybe a little cup of PG Tips tea with a little agave nectar, maybe a little coconut milk, whatever your favorite beverage is. Go ahead and pour that. Make yourself comfortable. We've got a great show for you this morning. We're going to get you all fired up before you go out for this awesome day. The humidity's down. It's going to be a great weekend, and we're going to celebrate our dads this weekend. First, we're going to be talking this morning about flooring. We have some experts in the house that are fairly new to the Knoxville area, but not new to flooring. J.H. Flooring is with us this morning. They started their business in Kentucky and came here to continue on and grow as a family business, which I really, really love. I want to introduce to you Rashanta Hazelbaker and Jeremy Hazelbaker. Good morning, guys. I'm so happy to have you here.
Good morning.
It's awesome.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you. We are neighbors, business neighbors. We are right next door to each other. And so it's exciting to have you on this morning. And I'm really excited to hear what you guys have to talk about. Basically, you typically do new construction homes, right?
That's correct.
Okay. What kind of flooring are you typically installing today? Just, you know, as a trend, what do you see? Because you're doing brand new construction.
Typically, we're doing a lot of hard surfaces, especially in the common areas. A lot of people still like to get out of bed and onto carpet, you know, because it's soft and warm on their feet. However, we have seen a pretty big trend toward more hard surfaces as there's been a lot more allergies and, you know, people.
It's really driving it, isn't it? Especially right. In the bedroom.
Oh, yeah. And when you think in terms of Knoxville, they're number five, according to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. Their 2015 report revealed we were number five for top allergies. So when you think in terms of that and carpet going into homes, allergies are very prevalent.
Right.
So as much as people do like that, there's also the issue of if we do put this in our home, what are going to be the consequences? Mm-hmm. So we do see the market moving away from that.
And it's, you know, honestly, it's, you know, we're all busy. And to me, hardwood's easier to clean.
Exactly.
It really is. Or, you know, hard surfaces in general.
Yes.
All right. So how do I decide what hard surface is right for my home? What do I start? How do I start with that?
Well, I think in starting, you want to look at the reason for it. What is your objective? The purpose of that room? If you're going, do you have children? Do you have pets? Do you have allergies? Mm. So when you're thinking in terms of that, you want to first figure out what's going to be the utility of the room and what is the purpose of me doing it. You also have people that are selling homes. So in those instances, it may be a little bit different in sure. terms of what they're looking for. But then you want to think about your budget.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So talk about hard surfaces in terms of budget. You know, where do you start And where's the high end?
I would say starting out, if you wanted something like the low end, might be like a sheet vinyl or okay. linoleum.
So that's considered a hard surface.
Or a
semi-hard surface.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I would say like a luxury vinyl, LVT, LVP.
What's LVP?
It's a luxury vinyl plank. It actually looks just like hardwood. It's actually kind of right now kind of taking a lot of the business away from like laminate. The industry's going away from laminate a little bit because of the,
I'm so happy about that.
I mean, laminate is still a decent product, but you know, water is a major issue with laminate, you know, if it gets down in between there, in between the grooves. So the luxury vinyl plank, you don't have that problem with the water, and it's very resilient.
Is it vinyl through and through?
Usually it has a wear layer, but it is an actual solid vinyl, but it has like a high definition print wear layer, and some of them are thicker than others. Some of them are more rated for residential, commercial, whatnot, you know.
Okay, so that's what you mean by wear level. So if you're going to put, can you put, or would you even suggest putting a commercial wear level in a residential home?
Sure.
I mean, it makes sense to me, especially if you have pets and things like that. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Definitely.
Do they still have a lot of the styles that homeowners like in LVP? LVP, sorry.
Actually, yes. I mean, it's a lot of times you go in, you couldn't tell the difference between that. You know, the novice wouldn't be able to tell the difference between that and hardwood. Uh-huh. Actually, my son kind of gets fooled all the time. He's like, this is nice hardwood if he goes out on a job with me. And I'm like, it's not hardwood. I mean, he's eight, granted, but I mean,
well, but it's
really
they
amazing.
See really well at that age, too. Right. So, wow.
It's really amazing, though. A lot of the things you can get with that, a lot of the different options and looks.
Including grains.
Yeah, and you can, a lot of it, you can even interlock like a tile look with like a wood plank look.
So like an inset?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So
LVT plank.
LVP.
And LVP insets? Is that what I'm hearing?
LVP planks with LVT inset.
Okay. Luxury, so the other way around.
Luxury vinyl tiles,
right.
LVT.
Okay.
Luxury vinyl planks, LVP.
All right. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Join us in this conversation. We're talking about new products. We're talking here in just a second about maintenance. And we've got just all things flooring this morning. We have the flooring experts in the house for you at 656-8255. All right, let's talk kind of quickly about what kind of hard surfaces require the least maintenance. Because if there's one thing I hear all the time is, I don't want any maintenance. You know, you're walking with it on shoes that come in off the street, so there's going to be some maintenance, obviously.
Right.
But to maintain a floor, to keep that new look as long as possible.
Well, I think you start out by saying most hard surfaces you maintain similarly because you first and foremost want to just sweep with like a broom or something soft or a dust mop as like
a
routine.
So a Swiffer, is that a good product to use? I think it misses a lot.
Yeah,
it
is.
And
you got to be careful with that because you really got to watch whatever your manufacturer recommends because it could void the warranty. A lot of a lot of products, pre-finished products and laminate products, it will void your warranty if you use like a Swiffer, a wet jet or something.
Really?
Like that. Yeah. So, a lot of times you want to do, like I said, sweep or like a dust mop. And then just for cleaning, you get, I'm sure most people have seen like the microfiber, mops. And just spritz it on the actual microfiber, and then go across and lightly clean with it.
So that, as opposed to a Swiffer,
it's a damp mop as opposed to wet jet.
So,
but yeah, if that's usually the first question. If you have a, if you have to get a rep or, you know, anybody
out to look at
to inspect a product that you know that they feel is. There's a problem with the product. Usually the first question, if they see that it's water damage, they'll say, what are you cleaning with?
Wow.
So if it's something that the manufacturer doesn't recommend, then it'll void your warranty.
Mm. Okay. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. J.H. Flooring is in the house, and we'll be back with more talking about how to DIY some of these projects as we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
The Tennessee balls are kind of a big deal around here. We got you covered with daily sports reports and the ball report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Don't pay, don't find out, go Rhino Shield.
Football season is here, and you don't want to spend your weekends outside working on your home now, do you?
Jeff and Roxanne here with Rhino Shield, the better than paint people. Imagine never having to paint your home's exterior for at least 25 years, and it's a transferable warranty.
Imagine having a low E coating, an R equivalency rating of a 6.89 on your home. This equals energy savings.
We also help with mold and mildew, and we help keep all the elements away from your siding.
Biggest plus, it comes in any color, especially your wife's favorite.
Now, when I'm happy, he gets to watch more football. Imagine making this a reality. Well, you can. Call RhinoShield at 865-219-3070 or log on to RhinoShieldTN.com. Find out more again at RhinoShieldTN.com or 865-219-3070.
Call today and receive 25% off your in-home evaluation.
RhinoShield. You've seen the smart home on TV. From a few cameras to a complete smart home system with remote access, energy controls, and automated locks, we can help. Hi, this is Scott Brokamp with His Security. Our systems, powered by Alarm.com, are smart, reliable, affordable, and secure. Home automation with interactive security controlled by one mobile app. Make your home smart and safe with the local pros at His Security. In God we trust, all others we monitor. Call 474-9495 or hissecurity.net. Tennessee license number 1545.
This is Catherine Norton, co-owner of Premier Garage, powered by Tatered Living. It's summer and vacation time, which means lots of warm weather activities and lots of clutter. Let Premier Garage help you cut the clutter by creating a clean, efficient space with storage cabinets. And our hybrid polymer system transforms your dirty, stained floor into showroom quality. Premier Garage floors stand up to hot tires and everyday wear and tear. Visit us at PremierGarage.com. Home begins in the garage.
Good morning and welcome back to Around the House. This is Dawn Steimer. Thanks for joining us. Exciting weekend. The fall, the Knoxville Fall Home Design and Remodeling Show is this weekend at the Knoxville Convention Center. We will be there and I'd love to see you out there. We're in the 400 row. Just the hours today are 10 to 8. Tomorrow, 11 to 6. So come by and say hi. I think you'll like the booth we have set up. It's bright. It's clean looking, and there's probably a few surprises for you. All right. I want to welcome Pete Sanders from Sanders Plumbing with me this morning. Pete's been a plumber for a real long time.
Long time.
But he knows his stuff, and he really stands out as an excellent plumber in my mind. Pete, where's your office located?
Our office is in Halls on Manorville Highway. Ah. We live in the community. Our kids went to school in the community, so mm-hmm. we kind of try to stay local.
Yeah, good deal. Good deal. I love local businesses. Mm-hmm. It's really the heart of Knoxville, and it's what really sets us apart is, you know, the folks that live here, work here, invest here, and, you know, participate. In
right.
community.
Right. The money stays close.
Exactly.
It helps everybody.
It does. It really does. All right. Let's talk about the importance of hiring a licensed plumber for new construction. And then I want to talk about home repair and things also.
Okay. Okay.
Let's talk about new construction.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me here, Don.
You're welcome.
The thing about new construction is you're building a home that's going to be there for years. You want to make sure everything's right. My personal opinion, there are people who can do things, but something like that that's got to last forever, they're going to cover it up with sheetrock, can be very catastrophic if they ever have to fix it. It's best to hire a licensed person who really knows what they're doing.
All right. Is there a place I can check to see if the plumber that I'm talking with has a license?
Yeah, you can. If it's in the city limits, you can call the city of Knoxville.
Okay.
If it's in the county or surrounding counties, you can generally call the building codes people of that county. But there's also state websites, licensing boards and things like that you can contact, look up on the internet and actually find out. And you would be surprised how many people do not have license that are operating a business.
Well, I was going to ask you that because not only do you have to have a business license, but we're talking about a plumber's license.
Trade license.
A trade license. Okay. Mm-hmm. And just because I'm licensed in Knox County doesn't mean I'm licensed to do plumbing in the city.
That's true. It's a whole different license.
Yeah. So you have to check each individual place.
Correct.
Wow. Now, does a state license supersede the county license?
The state license is kind of what the county license is. You have to have a state LLP, which is a limited liability plumbing license, as a minimum to operate a plumbing business in the county.
Okay.
So if you have that, you can operate in the counties throughout the state. But a lot of towns like Farragut, Oak Ridge, and Knoxville all have specific licensing that you have to take. I mean, my Knoxville license was an 8-hour test.
Really?
And it's very city specific, and you have to have bonds posted and their paperwork filled out. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So if I hire a plumber and find out later that they're licensed and they can operate in the county, but they really don't have the ability to do work in the city, right, what happens then as a homeowner?
Well, as a homeowner, the first thing I think I would probably do would be to find a licensed plumber.
So you would let that person go?
I would, simply because that, in my opinion, that's, you know, they should be honest with you. You know, I know walking into a situation, unless I just don't realize it's, there has been a few occasions where I thought something was in the county, it turned out to be in the city.
That does happen, yes.
Which I do have my license and I just go get the permit. But if they don't have that, to me, that's kind of being sneaky. And don't have that license, you know, they can't get a permit, and without a permit, they can't get it inspected. So you don't know for sure if that job's been done properly.
That's true. It's true. Especially on new construction, which is really what we were talking about.
Right. Right.
New construction, there's no question that you want inspections, you want pressure tests, you want all the things that are required, not just inspections to look at, but there are actually tests out there for those of you that have never seen them that pressurize the drain lines
and
make sure.
And the water lines.
And the water lines.
And to me as a professional, I would not, you see people all the time, they want to sneak by and not deal with the inspections. But in my opinion, if I got a city official, county official, state official looking at my work and they say, hey, everything's okay, that gives me assurance to give my customer assurance. And I know it's just added protection. So if you're a licensed professional, there's no reason not to get the inspections.
I 100% agree. All right. Now, what happens, allergies, what happens in home repairs? There's kind of a line where you might not need to get a permit. But you might want to still use a licensed plumber.
Yeah, anything that can be, you know, really harsh on something. Now, you can probably change a flapper in a toilet or maybe a washer in a standard type faucet. But anything that, one thing that I see a lot of times is the weekend warriors get out there and they start working on things and wind up tearing it up on a Saturday afternoon.
And then there's no water till Monday when I can find my plumber.
And then everybody panics. So anything that, I would say that anything that you don't have a dedicated isolation valve, you know, you can work on a toilet, and if it goes horribly wrong, you can shut that little valve off and have water throughout the rest of the house. Same way under sinks or something like that, where you can shut that water off. If you go to work on a you know, like a water heater or a bathtub faucet or something like that, sometimes they don't have valves on them. It's going to leave you a couple of days unless you find a 24-hour emergency service plumbing company, which we happen to be. You could be a couple of days without water.
All right. Pete Sanders from Sanders Plumbing is with me live in studio, and I'd love to hear from you if you have questions about plumbing. Maybe it's specific to your home. Maybe it's just a question in general that you've been thinking about. Maybe there's a fixture that you'd like to install, and you'd like a professional opinion. I'm sure there aren't too many things that Pete hasn't installed plumbing-wise in his lifetime, because he has been doing this for a long time. Sanders Plumbing is at 922-9175, 922-9175, or sandersplumbingcompany.com, sandersplumbingcompany.com. If you want to join me in this conversation, you can reach me this morning at 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up with Doing Your Own Plumbing and Pete Sanders from Sanders Plumbing when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI wants to send you to Nashville with four box tickets to see the Tennessee Titans play. You'll be sent on your way with a parking pass, four Titans replica jerseys, and a $100 Pilot gift card. Just stay tuned to News Talk 98.7 WOKI and listen for Mike Keith's cue to call, and be caller number 3 for your chance to become qualified. One lucky person will be selected on the Halloran Hilton Hill Show Friday, September 9th, and will be on their way to Nashville. Just visit Newstalk987.com now for all the details and how you can be the next qualifier. Stay tuned each weekday for the Titans Suite Experience and win four Titans box tickets, four replica jerseys, a parking pass, and a $100 Pilot gift card. Brought to you by Fox and Farmer, Knoxville Safe House, Ace Electric, Image Matters, and News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
A wet Saturday with showers and thunderstorms throughout the day and mostly cloudy skies, a high temperature near 81. Overnight tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue with mostly cloudy skies, a low of 70. Then for your Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms once again with a high near 84 degrees. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger. Hope you have a great weekend.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just tuning in, Pete Sanders is in the house from Sanders Plumbing. So glad to have you here this morning, Pete.
Glad to be here, Dawn.
We got a caller on the line. James is first up, and he has a question. Good morning, James. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning to you. My question is for Mr. Sanders. I've got the standard old barrel-type electric water heater. Yeah. And I am wanting to go to some of the more modular, on-demand water heaters. Most notably, I've got like three baths in my house, the kitchen, and all of that. Kitchen has a dishwasher attached to it and all of that. So my question is, number one, what would be, what's the easiest way to go about, transforming that situation? And what would be the cost offsets? Would I be saving any money? Because I tell you the truth, just like everybody else has probably experienced, you get halfway through your hot shower and it's not hot anymore.
Yeah. The thing about tankless water heaters, there's not a real good option for electric. If you have gas, there's all kinds of options out there. The electric tankless water heaters, in my opinion, I don't want anybody from the water heater industry suing me, but in my professional opinion, the electric tankless water heaters are not efficient. Most of them, you have to run a 400 amp electrical service to your house.
Mm.
They just eat up a lot of juice. Now there is an option out there. It's a hybrid that actually has like a small miniature heat pump on top of them. I shy away from those because it's hard to find somebody that can fix them, because the heat pump needs a heating and air contractor, and a water heater part needs a plumber part or an electrical part. But if you have gas lines to the house, I mean, there are all kind of great options on that.
Wow, Brad. I don't have gas lines to the house,
mm-hmm.
and the hybrid just seems to be a convoluted way of doing it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, one thing you might look at, if you say you're running out of hot water in the middle of a shower, if it's just the first shower, then you need to check and make sure your bottom heating element's working properly.
Mm.
Because if that bottom element goes out, you'll get about half the capacity of what that water heater can produce. And it could be just a very, fairly simple repair to the existing tank. But if you don't have gas, then, my personal opinion is the tankless options are not very good.
What about individual ones in each specific location in electric? Is that any better?
Well, they may be able to perform and supply hot water to the individual fixture, but then you're looking at that big, huge power electrical line run at each one of those.
It's still the 400 amp that you need.
It's still a pretty big. I saw a little one. I was on one the other day. I don't even remember the name of it, but this thing was about the size of a lunchbox, and it had, I think, three 120 power legs running to it.
Wow.
I mean, it was just ridiculous.
So there's no cost saving.
No
cost saving at all. And not efficient.
Exactly.
Wow. James, I appreciate your call very much.
All right. I do appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
And thanks, James.
656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Join us in this conversation. We have an expert plumber in the house, and this is the time if you have questions. Even if you have a situation where your commode's running, you've changed this out, you've changed that out, let's talk that out with Pete Sanders from Sanders Plumbing, because he really has, he's been in my home, fixed my home, and really did some troubleshooting that I didn't expect. My commode was leaking, and I had done, I don't even remember now, it's been a while, but it turned out to be the PRV valve.
Yeah.
And that surprised me. And I thought, is he serious?
Yeah. Well, one thing I tell people is the PRV stands for pressure reducing valve. Now, that's not to be confused with the temperature and pressure relief valve, which goes on the side of the water heater and just pops off if the pressure or the temperature gets too high.
Ooh, that's a good.
Yeah, because there's been confusion.
Yes, I agree.
Now, the pressure reducing valve. Sorry, I've got a little bit of your cold, I think. But the pressure-reducing valve keeps the pressure down. The city, the municipal district, keeps your water supplied through the street at usually over 100 pounds of pressure, mm-hmm. PSI. Your house needs to pull it down because all of your fixtures is designed to operate on about 60 to 70 pounds pressure. Mm-hmm. When that reducing valve starts getting weak, it allows the pressure to start creeping up. And high water pressure is kind of like high blood pressure. You don't really know it's there until you start having other symptoms. So if your pressure starts creeping up to the 100, 110 range, your toilets and your faucets are designed to hold back about 65 to 70 pounds pressure. Things start leaking. Sometimes rather than go through and rebuild this toilet and that toilet and all these faucets, you change the pressure reducing valve, pulls the pressure back down to a manageable pressure, and the fixtures actually function properly at that point.
And that's exactly what happened. You didn't touch that commode.
No.
You just fixed the pressure reducing valve, yep. Replaced it,
yeah,
and problem solved.
Right.
Amazing. It was just amazing. And that's one of the things about getting a plumber in that has done this and only does this every day,
mm-hmm.
day in, day out. You see all the new stuff, you see all the old stuff,
yeah.
And you have to learn to make the old and the new sometimes work together.
Yeah, and that can be challenging.
Bill's on the line. He's got a question about something similar to that.
Okay.
Good morning, Bill. Welcome to Around the House.
Hello.
Hello.
I have two questions. I have an old house that's been It's about 50 years old, and it's plumbed with old galvanized pipe that's full of rust. Just wonder if there's any way to get the rust out, or should I just bite the bullet and replumb the whole house? The second question is what do you think about this new plumbing system? I think it's called PIC.
Yeah,
with pretty green and red pipe and that kind of stuff. I'm just going to hang up. I'm driving. I'll listen to you on the radio.
Well, we appreciate the call, Bill. It's a great question. Be safe.
Okay, Bill. Thanks for calling. Once your galvanized pipes start rusting and corroding, there's nothing you can do for them. You really need to bite the bullet and replace them, because what happens is when they're rusting on the inside, they're rusting through. And not only will your water flow be slowed down, but you're going to start having leaks. The rust and stuff's going to break off of the inside of the pipes and go through and mess up your faucets and your water heater and your toilet fill valves and all those other things. So you really need to, you really need to bite the bullet and have the house repiped. Now the PEX product, P-E-X, it stands for polyethylene, and the X stands for cross-linked molecules. It's not to be confused with the polybutylene, which was in the mobile home.
We are not talking about the same thing.
The lawsuits and everything. Like, the PEX is an excellent product. The thing about copper these days is there's been so much corrosiveness in the water that over the years we've been seeing 4 and 5 and 6 year old houses with copper developing pinholes and leaking and having to be.
That's a mess.
It is, because you got this beautiful house that you're cutting holes in. So my opinion of what you need to do is have a reputable plumber come out, somebody who's licensed, somebody who does this, give them a price on replacing the water lines. And not only within the house, but the line coming from your meter to your house is most likely old and cruddy too. So if you replace everything in the house, you're still going to have the problem with the cruddy line coming from the meter to the house.
Righto.
So it kind of goes hand in hand. You can't really fix one without the other.
Okay, and you would run, you would run Wurzbo PEX also?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you use Wurzbo PEX?
We use Wurzbo. It also has the brand name Upanor. One was before the other, but they keep both names because I don't know why.
Okay.
They do it so it doesn't confuse people, but it kind of confuses people. But there are two types of PEX piping. There's a PEX A and a PEX B. Now, the PEX B is the stuff that you stick the fitting in there and cramp down with a metal ring. PEX A is what we use. It's an Upanor brand. You actually put a tool in there that expands the pipe so that you put a full flow size fitting inside the pipe, and it doesn't restrict the flow.
Interesting.
Yeah, the PEX B actually restricts flow in the water, so you may have a half-inch water line choked down to 3/8. So the PEX A is the best product out.
PEX A. So that's another good tip and good question to ask a plumber. If they say, you know, we're going to bypass this because it looks like you're having a pinhole leak or something, we're going to use some PEX or Aqua PEX, I've heard people call it. You want to ask, are you using A or B?
Yeah. Now, the B is what they sell at your big box stores, something easy for a homeowner. You buy a little squeeze tool.
Right.
The PEX A, the tools we use are like $400 a
piece. They're crazy expensive.
But it's a better product.
Absolutely. Well, good to know. Good to know. That's a great tip. All right. When we originally started this morning, we were talking about hiring a licensed plumber. And, you know, we talked about protecting your investment. And many times when we have things done, especially a new construction home, if you have a catastrophic failure, somehow, you know, you try to do the PEX yourself, and this is, most people won't try that. But if maybe you've been a licensed plumber all your life, but you're retired or you're not doing plumbing anymore and you just want to try the PEX and you try it on your own home, well, if it fails and you haven't had inspections, your homeowners may not cover it.
That's the truth, because they want you to stand behind your home like they do.
Right.
And they're going to want you to do that. And also, if you use the PEX A product that we use, the Wurzbo Upanor brand, you go through a certification training. And if you have that certification training, then that PEX, if it should fail, the factory has a 25-year warranty on it.
Wow.
I know a house right now that they're repiping, like what I talked about, just a few years old.
Right.
The plumber ran it. There's certain things you can't do. I mean, he ran it in there. It's laid right beside a can light in the ceiling. So they're having some issues with this water line getting brittle and breaking.
Yeah.
Partially due to the chlorine and things we have in our water. But because of that,
really?
The Upanor company is paying for the product, for the plumber to fix it, and for all the sheetrock damage and everything.
Wow.
It's a really good warranty. Uppenor Wearsbo product is a really good product.
And that is so important. You know, we've all had times when we're business owners that something fails and you go back to the manufacturer, and if they're not there anymore or they're not going to stand behind it, you know, then that's gets us stuck in a very uncomfortable place, because we want to help an right. individual that's having an issue, especially if it's something that we did
right.
10 years ago. Well, if we've got a company that has a 25-year warranty, I can stand behind that. And I can feel confident that they are going to be there if I need them.
You're seeing that right now and a lot in the copper. Like I said, it's developing pinholes.
Yes.
And the copper manufacturer will not take responsibility. They blame it on the flux manufacturer. The flux manufacturer blames it back on the copper people.
Explain flux.
Okay, flux is an acid that you have to apply to the copper to basically, it etches into the copper to make the solder stick to it.
Okay.
It is an acid.
Mm-hmm.
So, but nobody's
not good thinking, in cuts.
No, it hurts. It hurts. It's not good if you forget to wash your hands and you eat a sandwich.
That's not good.
But they're not taking responsibility for it. And these homeowners are, you know, they're getting limited coverage by their homeowners insurance. But, you know, it's really a big deal to them.
That's another reason to consider a licensed plumber, because that individual has to prove that they, you know, have the skills to do the job, and then they have the insurance to back it up with the state.
Correct.
And that has to be current.
Right.
We switched our workman's compensation to another company, and that the company that we canceled sent an expiration to the company, and they kind of crossed.
Yeah.
Well, the state let us know right away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you don't have workman's compensation insurance. So what?
Yeah.
I think we do.
Yeah.
And but we had to prove it to the state.
Right.
Which I really appreciated, because it let me know that they really are monitoring that.
Right.
And that, you know, the individuals that are out there, because I'm glad that they're checking those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And as a homeowner, we should be too.
Well, that's something else. If you hire somebody, you not only make sure they're licensed, but they got to have proper insurances. And if you don't have proper trade licensing, it's hard to get insurance to cover what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And if you hire somebody to come and work in your home and they don't have workers' comp insurance, if they get hurt at your house, you pay for their disability out of your pocket. That's why it's good to always hire someone, not just in case they, you know, drop something and break something in your house, their insurance covers it. But again, if they get hurt, you pay for it. You're their workers' comp policy.
Yeah, that's an excellent, excellent point. And your homeowners may kick in, but it may come back to something that you really don't want to deal with.
Right.
All right. Pete Sanders is in the house. We're live in studio with Pete Sanders from Sanders Plumbing Company. And we are going to return with more, but I really want to hear from you. Pete Sanders is an excellent plumber. If you have some question about something going on in your home, or maybe you have an idea that you'd like to try and you want to run it by somebody, this is the time. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Go Rhino Shield. Football season is here, and you don't want to spend your weekends outside working on your home now, do you?
Jeff and Roxanne here with Rhino Shield, the better than paint people. Imagine never having to paint your home's exterior for at least 25 years, and it's a transferable warranty.
Imagine having a low E coating, an R equivalency rating of a 6.89 on your home. This equals energy savings.
We also help with mold and mildew, and we help keep all the elements away from your siding.
Biggest plus, it comes in any color, especially your wife's favorite.
Now, when I'm happy, he gets to watch more football. Imagine making this a reality. Well, you can. Call RhinoShield at 865-219-3070 or log on to RhinoShieldTN.com. Find out more again at RhinoShieldTN.com or 865-219-3070.
Call today and receive 25% off your in-home evaluation.
RhinoShield. It's real estate time in Tennessee. The local market's hot, so if you're thinking of selling, go the full 100 yards. Get the most with Ryan Coleman. Jeff Jarnigan here. My friend Ryan Coleman with Hometown Realty is the right play to buy or sell. With 17 years experience and over 1,000 homes sold, Ryan is the name I trust. He works directly with all his clients. He won't hand you off to another agent, so you'll get to know him as a friend while getting top dollar for your home. And get this, if your home oddly doesn't sell, Ryan will buy it, so it's guaranteed to sell. To find out how to make your home a hot property, call Ryan today, 693-SOLD. Hometown Realties, where home, family, and East Tennessee values matter. And Ryan has that winning drive to get your home in the sold zone. To list or buy, aim high, call Ryan Coleman, 693-SOLD. That's 693-7653, or go online, ryancoleman.org.
Equal housing opportunity. Certain restrictions apply. Separate contract and inspection appraisal apply.
East Tennessee weather can change fast. We've got you covered with 24-7 weather updates from the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, Pete Sanders is in the house. Pete is a licensed plumber, just has a wealth of knowledge because of the longevity of his career. And you can reach him at sandersplumbingcompany.com, sandersplumbingcompany.com. We got Jack on the line. Good morning, Jack, Mr. Home Inspector. Do I know you?
I think you do. Yeah.
That's Jack.
Welcome.
Thanks. Great show.
Thank you.
I just have a pet peeve, and I know people like to address it, is those flex drain lines that I see all the time under sinks.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a real good one.
Yeah, you're just asking for trouble. I mean, it takes the, you know, it kind of dumbs down the whole plumbing thing, but those things are kind of corrugated, and they got ridges in them, which is going to grab grease, it's going to grab food, it's going to grab a lot of things, and they always eventually leak.
Do they pass code?
No.
No? Really?
Yeah, they're not a code-approved product.
But
then again, if the homeowner's doing it, they don't know any better.
Right.
And I can kind of see that kind of thing, but the problem is you hire a lot of people who are plumbing companies, and they come out and put that kind of junk in there.
Seriously?
Yeah. You see that a lot.
So what do you do, Jack, if you're inspecting a home and you see that?
I tell them that they need a licensed plumber to come and fix it.
Of course you do.
Good answer.
And the name of your company, Jack?
Clayton Inspection Service.
Clayton Inspection Service. Very good. Very good. Thank you for calling. Welcome back from the beach.
Okay. Thanks.
Have a good one.
Good show. Bye.
Thank you. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Jack Feldman is a great guy. And it's just nice to hear from him.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just tuning in, Pete Sanders, Sanders Plumbing Company, and we are taking your questions live about plumbing issues. Maybe it's a question. You know, the flex drain was a real good question or statement, basically from Jack, that I think as a homeowner, if I were not in the business,
right,
I might assume that anything in that big box store will pass code,
right,
or they wouldn't sell it.
Right.
Not so.
Not the case.
And we just are, again, when you're doing your own plumbing, you want to be cautious. Now, is there a site where if we're wondering if this is a good idea, we can go to, like a website?
I don't know of a specific something like that. Now, I know that you can contact a lot of plumbers. We have a lot of really good information on our website. We've got blogs. We've got pictures. We've got all kinds of stuff like that. So if you find a reputable plumbing company that you trust, usually they'll have an internet presence and you can look at something like that on there.
Okay. And even YouTube, you just want to make sure that you're listening to a licensed plumber.
Once again, YouTube is not always accurate. And a lot of the stuff you watch in YouTube may be from Idaho or California where their codes are completely different than ours.
Ah, that's a good point. That's a real good point. All right. So let's talk about, we talked a little bit about doing your own plumbing. What about pulling a permit as a homeowner? If I decide, decide that I'm going to pull permits.
Yeah.
Can I pull a permit, a plumbing permit as a homeowner?
Yeah. The way that kind of reads is you got to be living in the house. you know, if you're a landlord and you own five or six properties, you can't pull permits on those properties.
Okay.
It has to be your primary residence that you're pretty much living in.
So if you're building a home and it's mm-hmm. going to be your primary residence,
right.
you could technically pull the permit, but why would you want to?
Exactly. Yeah, probably so. Now, there's been some back and forth on that, whether you have to actually currently live in the house or it's your primary home or something
okay.
like that. But I'm pretty sure you have to be actually a resident of the home. In order to get the permit on.
One of the things that you talk about plumbing systems, speaking of new construction, mm-hmm. is that they're designed to keep you safe and healthy.
Correct.
All right. So kind of talk about what could go sideways as a person that doesn't do plumbing all the time.
Right. Well, aside from the concept of if you have a water line leak, it's going to ruin your house. what you don't want is a sewage leak.
Yes.
If your drains are not put in properly, you have a slow, steady sewage leak. It can actually set up mold. It can be the black toxic mold that you don't want in your
that's
house.
You, yeah.
There's mold in every home.
Mm-hmm.
There's mold everywhere, but the black stuff you don't want. And also, the things are designed underneath every sink, underneath every fixture. There's a little U-shaped fitting that's called a P-trap.
Mm-hmm.
The sole design of that P-trap is to hold water to keep the sewer gas from coming back out into your house. The properly placed vents on the system allows air to come into the system and out of the system through the rooftop or whatever so that you don't smell the sewer gas, but it also keeps from siphoning the P-traps out. Those traps are protecting you because that sewer gas doesn't just smell bad. It's methane gas.
Yes, it's for real gas.
It can make you sick and in high concentrations can explode.
Wow.
So that's where the properly placed plumbing system and, like I say, the vents, you got to have the vents in the right location. You can tie a vent into a drain line. In this location is correct and a foot to the right is incorrect.
Really?
Just the way everything ties in. You
wow.
have to know that.
Yeah.
Or else you're subject to that kind of thing.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Now we're talking family issue, you know, life issues
right.
here.
Right.
Not like, you know, we don't depend on our plumbing, but this is much more serious than that.
Right. I read a thing I've kind of done a study on plumbing when I was growing up. I've done this all my
really?
Life.
Really?
I've always been fascinated by water. It can be a solid, liquid, or a gas and everything. But it's said that plumbers have prevented more death and illness than doctors have just through sanitation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Over time. Bringing this in and getting the code straightened and the
yeah.
The
a lot of the big plagues that you read about in history were caused through poor sanitation.
Really?
Their wastewater is going into the drinking water supply. And I've said it before, the Romans used to use a battle tactic. If they wanted to take over a little village, but they didn't want to kill a bunch of people, they'd send a troop upstream. And that troop would camp by the creek, and they would use the bathroom in that creek. And running down the creek, the village below would drink that water. When they would all get sick, the Romans would walk in and take over the village.
Wow. So they didn't even have to fight.
Didn't have to fight because nobody could fight them. They were all sick.
Oh. Goodness gracious. Those Romans.
Yeah.
Okay. So hiring a licensed plumber, you know, I guess I've gotten to the point where in this business, I know the difference between a professional and a non-professional.
Right.
And I may try something myself. And like you say, if it doesn't have a shut off and when it comes to plumbing,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be me that does
right,
it.
Right.
Because
right.
I will try something like a mm-hmm. flapper valve.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have Toto commotes.
Right.
They're not your usual
right.
commote.
Right.
Okay. So I know that I'm going to have some special parts.
Right.
So before I ever touch that thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to the supply house to get my parts.
Right.
And even then, I may not be successful because they're a little persnickety.
Yeah, they are. Toto is a very good product. I have Toto and Kohler in my house both. They're a very good product, probably one of the best on the market.
Mm.
But they do. They're you know, kind of finicky. You got to have the right part, and sometimes there's tricks to getting them in and out of there. So you can really mess something up.
All right. Emmett's on the line, and he's got a question for us. We got another line ringing at him. Good morning, Emmett. Welcome to Around the House.
Well, thank you very much. I've experienced a break in the water feed line from the meter into the house. And my question is, if I decided to replace that line, what's the best type of pipe to use? What's in there now is just a white plastic.
Well, the white plastic is most likely a Schedule 40 PVC pipe, which is pretty good, but it's brittle. It's better than some of them you see out there. with the brittle pipe changes in the ground. If the ground gets too dry, if the ground gets too wet and starts shifting, it can shear that pipe and break it. A few years ago, we had a couple of little bitty earthquakes here in Knoxville. It wasn't anything big, but you know, they reported them. And we had an amazing amount of broken water mains and broken sewer mains because the pipe wasn't flexible.
Yes.
When that earth just jolted for a second, it cracked the stuff. I would absolutely, like we talked about before, use the PEX-A, the Uponor Weirsbo brand. It's the best on the market. It's not going to rot. And if the earth does move around, it's got some flexibility where it's not going to break.
Okay, that was PEX-A, and what was the brand name again?
It goes by Uponor or Weirsbo.
And Weirsbo is W-I-R-S-B-O?
Yes, I believe so.
And I think that's correct.
Uponor is U-P-O-N-O-R, something
I
like
think
that.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not a spelling genius.
You can get those things at a plumbing supply house,
right?
If you want to do that yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I did where I repaired it, and I don't know if you guys do it, is I buried it in sand.
Okay.
Around the break. Mm-hmm. In other words, for about a foot on each side, I put sand down, and then be sure that the sand was somewhat compacted on top and bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, that's certainly not a bad idea, but it does give soft spots. Like if you run over it with a mower or something like that, mm-hmm. it may transfer the weight, but that's not a bad idea.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for your call, Emmett.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
656-8255, 656-8255. We've got a hard news break coming up with national news. For those of you that are waiting on the line to talk to Pete Sanders, please hang on. We'll be back with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
The men and women of law enforcement perform a vital but difficult task every day. In recognition and appreciation of these dedicated professionals, All Occasion Catering and Harper Auto Square, along with News Talk 98.7, invite all law enforcement officers to Serving Those Who Protect. Wednesday, August 24th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., officers on duty and off are invited to come to Jackson Terminal in the Old City for a free meal and a pat on the back. We are proud to serve those who protect us all.
Do you love puppies? Would you like to help our wounded veterans? Then consider becoming a puppy raiser for Smoky Mountain Service Dogs, SMSD. Our mission is to enhance the quality of life for veterans living with disabilities by providing a service dog at no cost to the vets. SMSD provides food, medication, vet care expenses, training classes, and more. You provide your time and love. To learn more, visit SmokyMountainServiceDogs.org or call 865-408-3070. Help SMSD help our wounded veterans. Be a puppy raiser.
The Titans got a nice start to preseason game number one. Game two, this Saturday, Nissan Stadium, the Carolina Panthers come to town. The award-winning Titans Countdown, it's on the air at 2 Eastern. Then kickoff is set for 3 Eastern with the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and all-pro tight end, Frank Wycheck. All the Titans action, we got you covered. Titans and Panthers, this Saturday on this Titans radio station.
The Titans and the Panthers, Saturday afternoon at 2 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
As homeowners, many of us feel unsure of the path to a successful remodeling project. But with Master Construction Alliance, we have the systems in place for each step to ensure your home is just the way you want it, without the worry of who do I call for this and when should I do that. Why, we'll even take you shopping with an interior designer to make sure your expectations are met. You can expect a masterpiece when you call 458-0416 or go to MasterConstructionAlliance.com.
Howell and Yarbrough.
It's not a law firm, it's a talk show. Local, fun, relevant, and sometimes a little quirky. Catherine Howell and Bob Yarbrough, keeping it real. Weekdays 10 to noon on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
This is the news and talk of East Tennessee.
WOKI-FM, Oliver Springs, Knoxville. News Talk 98.7, a Cumulus station.
President to Louisiana. Zika spreads. I'm Christopher Cruz. The White House says President Obama will see the massive flooding damage in Louisiana on Tuesday. An estimated 40,000 homes have been damaged, possessions destroyed. Governor John Bel Edwards says FEMA will pay for hotel rooms for many people who can't go home.
We also want to encourage property owners to list your property and be willing to rent short term.
Government officials and business leaders in South Florida hope the effect on tourism from the Zika outbreak will be minimal. Transmission of the virus by mosquito has been confirmed in two sites in Miami-Dade County. Miami Beach Mayor Phil Levine.
We're doing everything possible, working very closely with the county, working very closely with the Department of Health in the state of Florida, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that we make the city as safe for our residents and for our tourists. And that's the most important thing that we can do right now.
Now 36 Zika cases in Florida. I'm Christopher Cruz. Usain Bolt surprised no one last night by winning what he says was his final Olympic race. More from correspondent Steve Kestenbaum.
No one will ever be able to say that they beat Usain Bolt in an Olympic race. In what was the last race of his Olympic career, the fastest man alive took the baton from his teammate and ran the last leg of the 4x100-meter relay to the finish line for a gold medal. So he achieved what he set out to do here, become the first man to win gold in the same three races in three consecutive Olympics, a triple triple.
It's happened again for the ninth time since 1995. The American men's Olympic 4x100 team has been disqualified or failed to get the baton around the track. Last night, the team crossed the finish line in third place behind Japan, but officials said the team took part in an improper baton exchange. That cost them the bronze. They will appeal that, however, U.S. Track and Field hopes to hear today. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
A major university in the American South says it will stop playing the Confederate battle anthem at football games.
The marching band at Ole Miss University says they will no longer play the song Dixie, which has traditionally been played before sporting events there. The song has come under criticism recently by some who say it's inappropriate given its historical context. Dixie was the Confederate battle anthem during the Civil War. The school's athletic director said they wanted everyone on campus to feel welcome and part of the community. The changes started last year when the band cut back how much they were playing the song, only playing it before the start of games. Traditionally, it had been played whenever the Rebels scored. I'm John Stolness.
Top story of the hour, the White House says President Obama will visit flood-ravaged Louisiana on Tuesday. 13 people have died in the historic flooding. At least 40,000 homes have been damaged. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Showers and thunderstorms all day today with mostly cloudy skies, a high temperature near 82. Overnight tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue, a low of 70. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms once again throughout the day with mostly cloudy skies, a high near 84. Overnight Sunday, mostly clear though, a low of 61. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger. Hope you have a great weekend.
News Talk 98.7 WOKI presents Around the House with Dawn Steimer, your weekly source for home improvement, fix-it, and do-it-yourself tips and techniques. Brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape, and your Toro dealer. Now, here's Around the House.
Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, I'm glad you're here. Pour yourself a second cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy yourself. We're talking with Pete Sanders from Sanders Plumbing. Great guy, great plumber. And if you want to talk to him during the week, you can reach him at 922-9175, 922-9175. Or if you're curious about his company, as you should be, go to SandersPlumbingCompany.com, SandersPlumbingCompany.com. We've had a caller that has held on through the break. I really appreciate that. And we're going to take that call. I can put him on. Let's see here. Good morning, Staples. This is Dawn. How are you doing? Welcome to Around the House.
Okay.
What can I do for you?
Yes, I've got a problem. My shower, a guy came out and said that it might be a leaky valve or a broken pipe, but he has to go inside the wall to fix it. Okay, now what is the procedure, and if I have someone to do it, what type of license would they have to have in order to work in Anderson County?
Well, Anderson County, any county in the state of Tennessee, really, in order for the company to be in operation, they have to have a minimum of a state LLP license, which stands for Limited Liability Plumber's License, allows them to do jobs up to $25,000. Mm-hmm. Now, that has to be the owner of the company. The people who work for the owner doesn't have to have those licenses, but the owner of the company has to at least have that.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
You can work under the license of the business owner, but you're supposed to have that in order to be actively pursuing business as a plumbing company.
Uh-huh.
And as far as the faucet in the wall, the reason they got to go into the wall is because what you see inside the faucet is the handle and the decorative pieces. But that handle goes back into a big chunk of brass in the wall, and you can only access.
Okay, now, hold up for a minute. Now, I bought the new fittings for the shower.
Right.
And, you know, the shower head, all that comes with the kit.
Correct.
But they would probably have to do a soldering job to solder those pipes, solder the new faucet head. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
The shower head inside the wall.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The valve.
The valve, yes.
Yeah. If you have copper piping, they'll have to solder. If it's plastic
It is copper pipe because I can see that.
Okay. Mm. Okay. So they'll have to cut a hole about 12 by 12 hole in the back of that wall in order to access all of that.
Yes, well, we've got that figured out pretty much, you know, what they'll have to do.
Right.
So they'll have to go in the existing bathroom and cut the wall to go into the other bathroom that's got just the shower.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, if that's the case, What am I looking at far as dollar and cents is concerned?
If you already have the faucet, you're probably it's going to be a few hours to do it. I know that if we furnish a good quality Delta single handle scald guard faucet, which is what's required.
Well, that's what I've got is a Delta.
Okay, I know that if we furnish it, it's about a $600 repair. If you're furnishing the faucet, you're probably looking, you know, if it's a reputable company, $350 to $400.
$350, $400.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah, because, you know, like I say, the reputable companies.
I mean, that's a ballpark.
Yeah, it's a ballpark. The reputable companies are going to have all the insurances and all the license, and their costs are going to be a little bit more than the guy that works out of the back of the station wagon. But if it's a reputable company, expect, you know, $350 to $400, I think, would probably do the repair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with a warranty and everything.
Okay, then that's what I needed to know. Just make sure that he's got a license to work in Anderson County.
It's going to be a State of Tennessee LLP license for him to be in business.
State of Tennessee LLT license.
LLP. It stands for Limited Liability Plumber's License.
LLP.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll make a note of that.
Okay.
And I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Staples. Thanks for holding this morning. I really appreciate it. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Join us as we talk with more live with Pete Sanders from Sanders Plumbing, a licensed plumber that has gone to training continuously,
mm-hmm.
and you train your guys continuously.
Yes, we do.
And on the break, you told me something I hope you don't mind if I share.
Go ahead.
That you run background checks on every individual that works for you.
Yes, we do. We will not hire unless they can pass a criminal background test.
That's huge.
It is, because I don't want, you know, somebody might have a theft background or worse.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to put anybody in your house that I wouldn't have in mine. Mm-hmm. And I'm very particular about who comes in my house.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Of course you are, and should be.
Yes.
And not only that, but if you think about where a plumber is, they're in some of the most private spaces
mm-hmm.
of your home.
Yeah.
So access to a lot of things, potentially.
Yes.
And the other thing I would say is something I tell my clients. You know, we have the most trustworthy people that work with us mm-hmm. in our company, but never put temptation in harm's way.
Right, right.
And there is a story about that.
Yeah.
You want to tell it?
Which one?
The one about the cash that you saw in the thing and how you handled it?
Yeah. a few years ago, I did a service call for a lady where I was changing some fixtures in her master bathroom. And I noticed going through her bedroom, I walked past a big dresser, and there's a stack of money on top of the dresser. And every time I would leave the bathroom to go to the truck to get something else, and I would come back in, the lady would be coming out of her bedroom. And I got to watching what she was doing. I realized she was going back there counting that stack of cash to see if I was stealing from her. So what I started doing is every time I passed that stack of cash, I'd take a dollar out of my pocket and put it on the stack. I wound up giving her about $11, but it completely freaked her out that day. But one thing I do want to add about the whole background test,
mm-hmm.
The statistics say that in the prison systems across America, they try to rehabilitate and teach these prisoners a trade so they don't wind up back in prison.
Mm-hmm.
The number one taught trade in the prison systems is heating and air. The number two taught trade is plumbing.
Ooh.
So there's a real good possibility that if your plumber doesn't do background checks, he's hiring people to learn their trade in the penitentiary.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. that shocked me.
Yeah.
All right. So we kind of talked about what kind of a license you need.
Right.
And we've talked about doing it yourself a little bit. If you're doing some plumbing yourself, we talked about doing things that have shutoff valves. So
right.
if you get in trouble, you can shut it off.
Right.
All right. What is the most common thing that you see? Pete, I tried to do this and it just didn't work out. Can you help me out?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see, what's the most common call you get on something like that?
I'm going to say faucet repairs.
Really?
There are a lot of different manufacturers and designs of faucets. And just because you fixed one last year doesn't mean you can fix this one because they're different.
That's for sure.
A lot of faucets have a tendency, if they're 8, 9, 10 years or older, they stick and don't come apart.
Mm.
And I've actually seen people just twist the faucet into pieces. There's an old style Delta shower faucet. Delta, I want to say, is a great product. Don't let the Delta people sue me. I keep saying that. But they had a design, in my opinion, a design flaw several years ago to where your shower faucet, generally you just shut the water off and twist this little nut and the faucet comes apart.
Mm.
The problem with this was this faucet was held together by these little bitty copper tubes. And if that nut didn't come off of there and you turn a little bit too hard, it would twist that faucet off within the wall.
Oh, dear.
And water goes everywhere. You cannot fix that.
Yeah, you can't stop it either. You better know where your main shutoff is.
So we've actually, week before last, we have training in our shop every week on Thursdays. We got a training room. And I showed my guys, I pulled one of the old faucets that we'd taken out of a house and actually explained to them how that works. Now, the Deltas nowadays, they've overcome that. It's just a big, solid machine chunk of brass, and it's not coming. The pipes are going to break before the faucet does.
Absolutely.
But back a few years, those things would come apart, and I actually did some training with my guys to help them identify this is one of them that you do not touch. And there's actually a faucet that if we come out to fix it and we see it's that, we'll tell you we're not touching it unless you're prepared to put another faucet.
New valve, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. We're going to take a quick call here. Good morning, Sherry. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey.
Hey.
I live in a mobile home that's got a bathroom at each end. Mm-hmm. And one bathroom I don't use a lot because it's too far away. Mm-hmm. And I've got an arthritic back, so I noticed about a week ago, when I walked into that bathroom, it smelled like sewer.
Yeah.
And I ran water through the tub and the sink and flushed the commode, and the smell went away. And I'm just wondering how often I need to run water through those pipes to keep the sewer gas smell out.
Well, you'll need to do that every couple of days because basically, you know, we talked earlier about the P-trap, which holds water to keep the sewer gas from coming out.
Yeah.
That water evaporates. Just like you take a glass of water and set it on a counter, and you can see over a couple of days that water evaporates. So I would go in every couple of days.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
It doesn't have to be a lot of water, maybe a cup per, you know, flush the toilet once, pour a cup of water down the sink, a cup of water down the tub, and
Okay, I ran water through the bathtub, the sink, and the commode. It scared me.
Yeah, bless your heart.
You'll have to do all three of them, yes.
But I live by myself, and I just don't use that bathroom that often.
Right, right.
Wow.
But every couple of days, right.
Every couple of days, a little bit of water, yeah.
It's a great question, Sherry. Mm-hmm. Thanks for your call. Appreciate you. Enjoy your day. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. More coming up as we take your calls on Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
When you've got to go, you've got to go. We've got you covered with a News Talk 98.7 WOKI mobile app, making you and your phone smarter every day.
Hey, East Tennessee. ANC Trades wants to talk with you about your latest utility bill. Odds are it was more expensive than you'd like it to be, but it doesn't have to be that way. ANC Trades uses geothermal HVAC technology to provide clean and more comfortable heating and cooling that will reduce your bill by up to 70% per month. So whether it's the dead heat of summer or a polar vortex, your heating and cooling bill will be consistently low. Act now and receive a huge tax credit. Financing available. Get rid of that old traditional unit in your home and stop fearing the utility bill. ANC Trades will keep you and your wallet comfortable all year round. Call us. 865-588-1333 or visit acgeothermaltn.com. ANC Trades, serving East Tennessee since 1977. That's 865-588-1333 or acgeothermaltn.com.
You've seen the smart home on TV. From a few cameras to a complete smart home system with remote access, energy controls, and automated locks, we can help. Hi, this is Scott Brokamp with His Security. Our systems, powered by Alarm.com, are smart, reliable, affordable, and secure. Home automation with interactive security controlled by one mobile app. Make your home smart and safe with the local pros at His Security. In God we trust, all others we monitor. Call 474-9495 or hissecurity.net. Tennessee license number 1545.
When I first saw John, he was pale and sweating profusely. John had been outside in the nearly 100-degree heat for too long with no water. I'm Bert Rosen, president of Knox Area Rescue Ministries. Every day at CARM, we provide people, just like John, with a place to escape the heat. But most importantly, they find compassion and mercy to help them get off the streets for good. To learn more, visit us at karm.org or call 673-6540. And thank you so much for caring.
This presidential race is shaping up to be nutso. Aren't you glad we have Rush Limbaugh along for the ride? Rush, making sense of the nonsensical 6 days a week. Only on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. You know, the Fall Home Show is going on at the Convention Center this weekend, and Master Construction Alliance will be there. I would love to meet you. I'll be there after the show most of the afternoon. So why don't you come by and see me? We're open till 6 tonight. I got to check my... No, 8 tonight. Ooh, open till 8 tonight, starting at 10 o'clock. And tomorrow is 11 to 6 at the Knoxville Convention Center. It's the Knoxville Fall Home Design and Remodeling Show. Just a good time out there with your family. Speaking of good times, if you haven't been listening and you're just joining us, we're with Pete Sanders from Sanders Plumbing and just having a good time talking with Pete this morning, kind of picking his brain a little bit. He's got so much knowledge of plumbing, so many detailed answers that we've had. You may want to join us in this conversation. Maybe you have a question about something going on in your home and you're not sure exactly what to do about it. This would be a good time to give us a call. Even if you're a first-time caller, it's okay. You can call 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. All right. Sherry was on the line a little earlier, and right. She was talking about not using her commodes and her drains and things very much at one end of her home.
Right.
And she also said she had an arthritic back. Mm-hmm. So during the break, we were talking, and I had told you that I had heard a remedy for things like that and wanted to run it by you. Why don't you talk about what we were kind of discussing?
Okay. One thing, you're not going to see this in a plumbing trade book or a code book or anything like that, instruction manual, but it's one of those things you pick up over the years. If you have a drain that you're not using very often or not at all.
Mm-hmm. Like a floor drain.
Right. There's kind of a plumbing hack that, you know, just kind of an easy way out of something that you can actually pour vegetable oil in that drain. Now, I don't recommend a gallon, but you take a half a cup or a cup of vegetable oil. Pour in each one of those drains and that oil won't solidify and it will eventually go away, but it doesn't evaporate nearly as quickly as the water does. And to keep you from going down there every 2 days and running water and flushing toilets, get a cup of vegetable oil, canola oil or whatever. The vegetable oil is the cheapest stuff, and just get you a cup of it and pour down each one of those drains, maybe a little bit more in the toilet because the trap is actually bigger and that
good
will
point.
That will fill those traps and keep the evaporation slowed way down. Floor drains that you don't use. And if a little bit of water does trickle in there, the oil is lighter than the water. The water will generally pass through and pass the oil out of the drain, and the oil will stay intact. So that's not something I recommend for everything.
But
in this particular situation, it could help.
Well, and the reason it could help is because the bathroom is not being used at all.
Right.
And so there really is no consistent use of water through those traps, and they're drying out. And that is a dangerous situation.
It is, because, the accumulation of methane gas is dangerous.
Yes.
Now, the proper way to do all this, of course, would be go up underneath, pull the fixtures, and permanently cap off the drains.
Yes.
You don't want to do that. No. That's just too much trouble. The vegetable oil will save you a whole lot of trouble.
Well, and Adam, our trusty engineer / producer, asked another good question. He was talking about winterizing that area.
Right.
Let's talk about that in a second, but I have a question about that. If we do that, does that mean we can't use that commode at all? Or does it de-winterize it when I use it, just like it does the vegetable oil?
It would de-winterize.
Okay.
Because you're filling the trap with antifreeze.
Right.
Basically.
Okay. So the difference would be instead of oil, now you're using an antifreeze.
Correct.
Let's talk about that. How do you do that?
Okay, you can buy two kinds of antifreeze, just like you would for an automobile. Some of you got to mix. There's a mix ratio on the bottle.
Right.
You mix with water. Some of it is pre-mixed. If you have a situation, pool houses, we do this all the time, vacation homes, somewhere where you're not going to be there, you're afraid the power is going to go out, or you just want to shut the building off at the pool house, you basically, you go in, you shut off your water lines, drain out all the pressure that you can, and then you just take antifreeze and pour in the drains.
Mm.
And as you pour that antifreeze into the drain, the sink, the toilet, the bathtub, the antifreeze displaces the water, pushes the water out, and then if something does freeze, if it gets freezing cold in there, it's not going to freeze like water would, swell up and bust. You know, I've seen the bottoms of toilets busted out because the water freezes.
Really?
And just shatters them.
And that's a good idea for Sherry as well, because chances are it gets pretty cold back there with that door mm-hmm. shut.
Probably.
In the winter, it's in the back end of her home.
Mm-hmm.
So antifreeze might be a good idea.
Yeah.
So let's just talk about how to do a commode. So if Sherry's listening, she's going to get this.
Okay.
You shut off the water.
Shut off the valve. Down on the left on the bottom, there's a valve coming out of the wall or the floor that goes to that toilet.
Okay. Flush the commode.
Right.
And it won't refill.
If the valve is off, it won't refill. Now, hold the handle down, because those flappers are designed to let about a gallon and a half, 1.6 to 1.28 gallons on the more modern toilets, through there. Well, that tank's going to hold 3 or 4 gallons.
Mm.
If you hold that handle down till all the water runs out of it, you'll only have an inch or so of water in the bottom of that tank.
Okay.
Now, if it's a freeze situation, you want to put some antifreeze in the tank as well, because there will be a couple inches left in there of water.
Okay.
Antifreeze in there. Then you take a cup or so of water and pour it into the bowl, depending on whether you're mixing it with water or you're getting the pre-mixed,
mm-hmm.
and just fill it to where it, you know, the water line is up, the antifreeze line is up where the water line would be.
Okay, so yeah. That much.
Yeah, yeah, because you want to fill that trap completely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when you look at the water in a toilet bowl, mm-hmm. the trap comes through and down and up and over
inside the commode, above yeah, the ground.
Yeah,
above the floor.
In the bowl of the toilet where that water stops, when the toilet fills and stops running, the water level where that stops is at the top of the trap.
Right.
So anything less than that, the trap's not full.
Ah.
So you just pour it in there. And eventually, if you pour a gallon of it in there, it'll run in and not fill anymore. You know you're running through the trap and you can stop.
We have the man in studio today. Wow. Okay. And I think Sherry's on the line again. Good morning, Sherry. Welcome back.
Good morning. I've got a question about vegetable oil in my drain.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have a sewer pump, and they told me when it was installed, mm-hmm. I should not let a lot of grease go down my kitchen sink.
Right.
So would that vegetable oil affect my sewer pump?
Well, if you put a bunch of it in there, it might. And the thing about the grease that they don't want you put in there is the type, like cooking grease, that will get in there and harden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. The vegetable oil won't harden, and you only put enough in there to fill that trap. You won't be putting, you know, if you was going to put 10 gallons in there, I'd say you may not want to do that, but you're just putting.
So don't fill your commode with oil,
right.
Sherry.
You're basically going to put about a cup in the sink drain, a cup in the bathtub drain, and probably 4 cups, maybe a half a gallon, in the toilet trap.
Yeah.
So that's not going to be going into the piping. You know, it might be a little bit, but it's not going to go into the piping where it's going to be detrimental. But
yeah.
The vegetable oil doesn't harden, and it shouldn't have an effect.
Okay.
On your sewer pump.
First thing I thought when you started talking about, what about my sewer pump? Because that thing was expensive.
Yeah, well, cooking grease, like bacon grease, hamburger grease, or whatever, that stuff gets in there, and it can set up, and it can actually get hard. I mean, I've actually seen drains that were so full of grease that our steel drain cable couldn't get through them.
Really?
So that stuff can get in there, especially particularly cold water.
Yeah.
So you don't want
to
put
in the
cooking grease.
Well, I don't have to worry about winterizing, because there is a heater vent in that bathroom, and in the wintertime I have to keep that door open because that bathroom gets unbearably hot.
Okay.
And I've got stucco underpinning, so I've had no problems with
good
water.
Good deal. We were just thinking about you, Sherry.
Yeah. Okay. I really needed to know about the grease.
Okay, you did. You did. It was a very good question. Enjoy your day, my friend.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Wow. Lots going on.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great questions coming in. in the next segment, can we talk about water heaters?
Sure.
We kind of touched on that just a little bit, but I think there's a lot of confusion, not only about electric versus gas, but the sizes of these water heaters are changing.
Yes.
And I want to talk about why.
Okay.
And you know, what kind of a vent do I go back with? Because they have vents on them now. Some of them are power, some of them are not.
Right.
And so how do we identify those? Will you talk with me about that?
You want to talk first about gas or electric?
I want to take a break first, and then I want to talk about both.
Okay.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Give us a call. Sanders Plumbing is in the house when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Last to know.
I think you owe us an explanation.
Hook up with us on Twitter for breaking news, traffic, and weather information. And occasionally something just a little offbeat. Follow us at 987 News. When it comes to social media, we've got you covered.
If you haven't been to Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply in their new location on Balm Drive, you owe yourself a short drive to Balm Drive. Why? Because Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, located in Bearden, is open to the public. That's right. They will supply a lot of the commercial, professional landscapers in the area, and they're available to you. That means you can get a professional plan, not only to get through the summer, but how do I get through the winter? How am I going to get my grass to be the greenest, the fastest in the summer? Well, John Gardner and his team can help you with that. They're also authorized Toro dealers, the only one in Knox County. That means that Dickens has all the residential and commercial zero turns, as well as a full parts and service center for all your Toro needs. Come by where the professionals buy. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, located on Balm Drive in Bearden. Call 588-1993, 588-1993. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Come by where the professionals buy.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
A wet Saturday with showers and thunderstorms throughout the day and mostly cloudy skies, a high temperature near 81. Overnight tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue with mostly cloudy skies, a low of 70. Then for your Sunday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms once again with a high near 84 degrees. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger. Hope you have a great weekend.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining me, we are talking with Pete Sanders from Sanders Plumbing. Pete has been a licensed plumber. Like you said, he studied in high school. You did a study on plumbing?
Yeah, I transferred out of my junior and senior high school into a plumbing trade school.
Ooh, cool.
And I've always kind of watched, you know, I did a big, huge report on it.
So this is a passion.
Yeah, this is something.
It's a profession, but it's a passion.
Yeah, I didn't just become it because they wasn't hiring at Weigel's. It's something I set out to do at early age.
Wow, that's huge. That's huge. So if you want to talk to Pete during the week, you can reach him and his lovely wife, Vicki. I love Vicki. At 922-9175, 922-9175. They're located in the Halls, but you service all areas.
Yes, we do.
The surrounding counties, Knoxville, and surrounding counties.
We try to keep it within a 30-mile radius, which will kind of take us into Lenore City if we have to.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Or you can go to Sanders Plumbing Company. That's sandersplumbingcompany.com. All right. But we are taking your calls this morning. So I had some great calls, some great questions.
Yeah.
If you have something going on in your plumbing, you know, like I did, I had a commode that was leaking and everything looked fine inside. I called Pete. He came out. It was my PRV, my pressure reducing valve, that was drawing, putting too much pressure on my plumbing, right, causing the commode to not be able to hold back.
Right.
So that was causing an expensive water leak for me, because yeah, it would run and it would stop. It would run and it mm-hmm. would stop and it would run and it would stop. So these are the kind of things that happen in our homes that we may or may not be paying attention to, mm-hmm. but it's a good time to give us a call while we're live here with Pete in-house. 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. All right, water heaters.
Water heaters.
One of my pet peeves is it's not a hot water heater. I don't need to heat hot
right,
water.
Right, it's already
it's
hot.
It's a water heater.
Exactly.
And I'm always talking to my team about that. It's not a hot water heater.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about electric versus gas.
Okay, last year the illustrious government passed a bunch of new rules about water heater efficiency. Which basically made all the water heater manufacturers shut down and retool their equipment.
What?
Yeah, because of the insulation.
Really?
So basically every water heater you find now, gas or electric, is going to be about 2 inches taller and 2 inches bigger around because of the insulation requirements.
Whoa.
Which made the prices climb drastically. So in order to stay in this efficiency, you cannot get a residential electric water heater over 50-gallon capacity.
Really?
They're bigger. Like I say, they're 2 inches wider, 2 inches taller on average. Electric is if you don't have gas, electric's a great way to go.
It's probably the only way to go.
It probably
is. LP gas.
Yeah. Now, I do recommend gas over electric as far as efficiencies.
Okay.
Now, gas water heaters, three different types of a tank heater. You have your atmospheric vent, which is just a little china cap on the top, and the vent goes straight out, and it just draws a draft as it heats.
Okay.
The hot air rises.
Okay.
You have a power vent, which is you have a fan on the top of it that actually literally pumps the fumes out of the water heater and pushes them somewhere. If you can't get an atmospheric vent, you mm-hmm. got to go through walls and up and around a corner. It pumps that out of there and gets it going. And then you have a direct vent, which just comes up out of the top of the heater about a foot and then goes directly out the back wall of the heater.
Okay.
You have to know, because those are huge differences in prices, huge differences in code acceptance. Mm-hmm. You can't use one in place of the other.
Wow.
The next thing to go to is a tankless water heater, which mm-hmm. I highly recommend. I have them myself. There's actually been government efficiency standards passed that the project goal, I believe, is 2020. All atmospheric water heaters are not going to be allowed anymore. You have to have either some type of a fan that pumps, like a power vent or a tankless water heater.
When is this?
I believe the goal is 2020.
Wow, that's only 4 years away.
Yeah, but they want to eliminate all atmospheric vent
water
heaters.
Now, why is that?
Efficiency, because the power vent ones with the fans, they're you can get them. They're so efficient that they have a condensing feature. They actually put out condensation like your heating and air unit does.
Awesome.
So they're going for energy.
So you're
going to
need a condensate line as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Not just an emergency overflow.
Right. Right.
Wow. Yeah. Huh. So it really is changing. There's a lot going on.
A lot going on.
Another reason you want to keep up with plumbing and, mm-hmm. and hire a licensed plumber.
Right.
We've got, I lost my caller. Whoops. Sorry. If you want to give me a call back, I was just about to pick up.
Yeah.
The question was, she has a leak in some copper lines in her crawl space.
Right.
And she wants to know how to fix them.
They need to be replaced.
Yeah. There's no fixing. If they're leaking and if it's pinhole leaks,
right,
you may need to replace more than just what you see.
Generally, what I tell people is the first sign is the hot water starts pinholing.
You oh, really?
Little,
okay.
Usually, for some reason, the hot water is affected more.
In the elbows?
No, it could be elbows. It could be straight runs of pipe.
Hmm.
And eventually leads to the cold water. But I tell people the cost of replacing these things, by the time you fix the third pinhole, you need to be planning on doing a replacement, because the copper, they mass produce this stuff so fast, and then you got corrosiveness in the water.
Yes.
It's our water's horrible. I mean, it's legally safe, but there's stuff in there that just don't need to be there. But if you start getting pinholes in a copper line, you just need to know that you're looking at a repipe.
What about just a leak in a joint that happens? Maybe it's a 40, 50-year-old home.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily a pinhole leak.
No, not necessarily. But if it's that old, you got to start asking why it lasted this long and now it's not. A lot of these things are just kind of precursors to some things you're going to have to deal with in the very, very near future.
Gotcha. So one, maybe an isolated incident.
Yeah.
Two, starting to look at a pattern.
Yeah.
By the time you get to three,
start making plans.
Yeah. Start making plans. Okay. I hope that was helpful for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't get to take your call before I lost you. All right. Talking still about water heaters, when we get into tankless water heaters,
right.
You know, you talked about the corrosiveness in our water, the
right.
lime in
right.
our water, the hard materials, the solids that are in our water.
Right.
I have heard, and I'm not a plumbing expert, so I'm going to ask you.
Because I am one.
I know you are.
Yeah.
I have heard that those kinds of things in our water cause problems in tankless water heaters.
They can.
Okay.
They can.
And that can even void a warranty, all kinds of things
yes.
like that. So they've come out with some solutions. I want to talk about that.
Yeah, they have to be maintained.
What does that mean?
Well, if you don't have a water softener
okay.
to take some of the crud out of the water,
mm-hmm.
Then once a year you need it. There's a flushing solution that you hook up to your tankless water heater and you turn on a pump and it pumps the solution through, decalcifying the insides.
Really?
You have to do that once a year, and that's about a $200 to $250 service.
Okay.
Because all of the sensors that controls how hot the water is, how much the mm-hmm. tankless heaters have a sensor in them that if you want 120 degree water and you turn everything on in the house at one time, if that water's passing through there so fast that it can't get to 120 degrees, there's sensors that'll slow down the flow of the water to make sure it comes out always at a constant.
Okay.
But all of those sensors, the flow sensors that makes them kick on, the things that make the vents kick on, are all submersed in the water. And if you don't maintain it, these sensors get covered in the hard water deposits and they don't work properly.
Mm.
Also, the hard water deposits, East Tennessee, sitting their water table is kind of on a limestone bed.
Yes.
So we have dissolved solids in our water. You can get a glass of water and hold it up and look at it and see the stuff float.
It's nasty.
It's dissolved limestone.
Ah.
And it gets in there and it sticks to everything. And you got to flush all that stuff out of there. And it can also, if it sticks inside of the water chambers, it can start to kind of eat out the inside of the heat chamber. So that's why they want you to either have a water softener or have a proven record of that you get to stay maintained once a year.
Okay. Wow. So it really is a requirement to hold your warranty.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. If I do my maintenance and I do the things that I'm supposed to do and I have a water softener,
yeah.
how long can I expect that tankless water heater to operate?
The industry is saying now that the tankless water heaters, they're lasting about 25 years on average.
Wow.
Now, your standard tank heater, 8 to 10 years
yeah.
lifespan.
Okay, so if you have a water heater that's 18 years old.
Start saving your money. It's going to go.
It's going to go. What does go mean? How do I know other than, you know, an explosion in next to it? But
yeah.
is there another way?
Yeah, usually they don't explode. That's what we talked earlier about the TNP, the temperature and pressure valve.
Mm-hmm.
If it gets too high, it'll pop off and kick water and you'll see a puddle on the floor.
Ah.
When a water heater goes, it usually means the tank rusts out from the inside.
Mm.
It'll start leaking. There are some occasions I've seen heaters that were 10 years old that the gas control valve quits working on them. You can change the gas control valve and keep the heater going, but that's about a $500 repair, and you don't want to put a $500 repair into a water heater that could leak tomorrow.
All right.
So
if I was going to replace my water heater, and I'm thinking about a tank unit versus a tankless unit.
Right.
Talk to me about the pros and cons, and other than the fact that in 4 years they're not going to even have those anymore, we're still going to have them up until then.
Yeah.
It's expensive to change to tankless in itself. Plus, if you don't have a water conditioner,
right?
You know, you've got that additional expense.
Right.
Is there a payback? Do you know the ratio of how long it takes to get your money back, or do you?
Well, it depends on water uses. Now, and I want to touch on something real quick. We'll still have tank heaters.
Okay.
Just not the atmospheric vent with the little China cap. if you look at the top of your water heater and you got a little, looks like a little China cap on the top and you can stick your hand in it, that's the atmospheric. That's they're not going to have, but they will still have the power vents and probably the direct vent for a while.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, as far as tankless versus tank, the Rinnai water heater, which I recommend Rinnai and Navion's right now. They have different uses for each one of them. The Rinnai website will tell you that you're going to see about a 40% energy savings.
Wow, that's significant.
They're tankless over the tank. What I'm finding is it becomes, and we used to use that as a big selling point, but what I'm finding is now it becomes more of a quality of life issue because you're going to take a longer shower. You're going to fill that jacuzzi up. I put a tankless in for a lady the other day. They'd been in the house for like 8 years, and she'd never been able to fill up her jacuzzi tub in her bathroom because, you know, get about 4 inches of water and it was
it's
done.
It's terrible. It happens all the time.
Right.
It's so frustrating.
So people wind up using more water. And, you know, if you're using more hot water, you're using more gas. So you're not going to see a lot because you're going to change your lifestyle.
But you're going to enjoy yourself.
You will. Like I say, it's a quality of life issue. Now, if you're strict and you use it exactly the same as you do your tank heater, you're looking at about a 40% energy savings over that.
Wow. And you're going to save water as well.
You're going to save water. You're not going to, because, yeah, you're not going to run out of hot water. You can, the one in my house, it's a Rinnai 7.5 gallon minute heater. I can run two showers and the dishwasher and the laundry at the same time.
Really?
I don't run out of hot water.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, they're very good.
You could just keep it going forever,
you
technically.
You can turn it on, go on vacation, and come home, and it's still going to be blowing hot water. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the fact that there's a misconception out there that tankless water heaters mean instant hot water.
Right.
That's not so.
It's not.
It's almost instant coming out of the tank.
Yes.
But it still has to get to the fixture.
Correct. It will operate pretty much the same. If you're standing in the shower, it's going to do pretty much the same as your tank heater did because you still have 30 feet or 40 feet or 50 feet of pipe to get before it gets to the shower.
And it takes a minute to fire.
It takes, you have to produce a flow rate of half a gallon a minute.
Okay.
It doesn't mean you got to run that much water out before it kicks on, but it's just got to be that fast.
Right.
You kick it on, it starts running.
All right, 656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Final questions coming up with Pete Sanders when we return with more of Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hey, East Tennessee, A&C Trades wants to talk with you about your latest utility bill. Odds are it was more expensive than you'd like it to be, but it doesn't have to be that way. A&C Trades uses geothermal HVAC technology to provide clean and more comfortable heating and cooling that will reduce your bill by up to 70% per month. So whether it's the dead heat of summer or a polar vortex, your heating and cooling bill will be consistently low. Act now and receive a huge tax credit. Financing available. Get rid of that old traditional unit in your home and stop fearing the utility bill. A&C Trades will keep you and your wallet comfortable all year round. Call us. 865-588-1333 or visit acgeothermaltn.com. A&C Trades, serving East Tennessee since 1977. That's 865-588-1333 or acgeothermaltn.com.
Don't pay, don't find out, go Rhino Shield.
Football season is here and you don't want to spend your weekends outside working on your home now, do you?
Jeff and Roxanne here with Rhino Shield, the better than paint people. Imagine never having to paint your home's exterior for at least 25 years, and it's a transferable warranty.
Imagine having a low E coating, an R equivalency rating of a 6.89 on your home. This equals energy savings.
We also help with mold and mildew, and we help keep all the elements away from your siding.
Biggest plus, it comes in any color, especially your wife's favorite.
Now, when I'm happy, he gets to watch more football. Imagine making this a reality. Well, you can. Call RhinoShield at 865-219-3070 or log on to RhinoShieldTN.com. Find out more again at RhinoShieldTN.com or 865-219-3070.
Call today and receive 25% off your in-home evaluation.
RhinoShield.
Are you a news junkie looking for a fix?
Oh, yeah.
We've got you covered. 27 local newscasts every weekday on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Welcome back. I'm Dawn Steimer. This is Around the House on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. If you're just joining us, we're having a great time in studio this morning with Pete Sanders from Sanders Plumbing. Not only is a great guy, but he has a great business supported by his loving wife, Vicki. And I know you're always happy to have her support behind you. During the week, you can reach him at 922-9175, 922-9175, or by going to SandersPlumbingCompany.com, SandersPlumbingCompany.com. We're talking about tankless water heaters, and over the break, we've had a couple callers, and I want to get to those folks. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to Around the House.
Yes, good morning, Dawn. I have my weekly question. Pete, you were talking about hot water heaters and
yes,
the
sir.
Distance between the heater and the end user, like in the shower.
Yes, sir.
If it's a long run, new construction is easy to put in a recirc line.
Right.
But in an existing house, is there a way to recirc the hot water so that when you turn the faucet on, you get it very quickly? Without running an entire line back to the source, is there an easy way to do that?
Yes, sir. The Grundfos Pump Company has a what's called a Comfort Series pump that you actually put this pump on your water heater. You time it to come on and off whenever you want to. It's got 15-minute increments. And you go to the farthest fixture in the house, and you put this little mixing valve up underneath the sink. And the mixing valve ties the hot and cold together. It's got a temperature-controlled spring-loaded valve in there that when that pump kicks on, it pumps hot water through that hot line, and it uses the cold line as a return back to the water
heater. Mixing valve. That is a great idea. That saves a lot of piping and labor.
It does. And then when the temperature gets to a certain temperature at the mixing valve, the spring-loaded mechanism shuts that off so you're not continuously pumping hot water into your cold line. Now, the only drawback to that is because basically the hot and cold is a closed system. Water can move around within itself. The only drawback is every now and then you might turn on a cold faucet and get some lukewarm water out of it for 3 seconds until the cold water gets back to it. But that pump alone, that system is probably about a $450 pump system just for the system. And then, you know, you're going to probably look at $750, $800 to get something like that done.
Total.
Well, I think that's cheap compared to running a piping back.
Agreed.
One other comment I had.
Sure.
You mentioned a Rinnai waterless heater. I found a company called IntelliHot, which eliminates the maintenance on the, because it uses a stainless steel heat exchanger.
Right.
They tout that there's no maintenance on there. It's an excellent hot water heater.
Right.
I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, I've not looked at those particular units, and I still don't know what it would do to the sensors, because there are going to be all kinds of sensors in those things that I think personally, if they're submerged in water, they could still be a problem.
Yeah, I thought that too, but so far it's been good.
Okay. Now, some of your Rinnais and some of your Navions, I think, will have a stainless steel heat exchanger. It just depends on what model you get. But I still recommend the maintenance on these things, you know, no matter what. I think it's going to lengthen the life of them, keep your sensors alive.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right,
yes,
Bill. Good question. Appreciate your call. Have a good week.
You too.
656-8255, 656-8255, or 1-800-951-8255. Taking your final questions here on Around the House, we're talking with Pete Sanders from Sanders Plumbing. SandersPlumbing.com. SandersPlumbing.com. No, Sanders Plumbing Company.
Right.
Spelled out. Company.
Spell it out. Yeah.
SandersPlumbingCompany.com.
We've also got a really good Facebook site if they want to look at that.
Oh, okay.
Great information.
So we can search for Sanders Plumbing and it'll pop up.
Yeah. And it's got the daily and weekly things that we add on there.
Okay.
Little tips and stuff my wife puts on there. She's pretty funny about some things.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's awesome. She's just a great gal anyway. Mm-hmm. Fun to talk to. And is she the one that answers the phone for you?
Usually, no. We have Lori Phelps as our office manager.
Okay.
And she's got an assistant named Amy that that works with her, but Vicky kind of does the outside stuff. I mean, okay. she's the ones you'll see at the events and shaking hands and
yes.
big old pretty smile on her face.
Yes, she's very pretty.
They keep me out of that because I got a face for radio. I'm not good for public view.
Well, let's talk to Marilyn. Marilyn's got a question for us. Good morning, Marilyn. Welcome to Around the House.
Good morning, Dawn. I have a question for Pete. Pete, when the news says it's going to be freezing that night to open up your spigots in your house so that your pipes don't freeze, uh-huh. how many spigots are required? Is it all or just one? Because there's some people that believe it's every one of them has to be done, and I was told by a plumber just one.
Well, what you want to do is you want to look for the vulnerability of the plumbing fixture. If you have a faucet that's on an outside wall, you want to turn a little bit of water on that one.
Okay.
If it's a bathroom in the center of the house, it's not exposed on an outside wall, you don't got to worry about that one.
Great. Okay, thank you. And also, I noticed with my kitchen sink faucet, which is not a expensive one. It's very. I love Deltas
mm-hmm.
and Kohlers.
Yeah.
This one, I'm not going to mention the name, but I noticed when it gets freezing outside and the uh-huh. texture of the water is very fine, I have leakage that I can't even shut it off properly. I have to keep playing with it, where it does not happen in the summertime. Hmm. Is it because the water condenses more in the winter or...
To be honest with you, I don't know. That different temperature waters have different densities to it. I know that you can go into your bathroom. I can. My wife thinks I'm crazy, but I can turn my shower faucet on, and while I'm waiting for the water to get hot, I can hear when the water gets hot because of the sound of
it
the
changes.
Water coming
yes,
through.
Yes, the sound densities. Does. I know what you're talking about.
So yep. there's a possibility that may be the case, but you know, you might want to think about getting a good faucet put in there.
Okay, thank you. And you know, you're so right about that last earthquake we had.
Yes, ma'am.
I think in December. Oh, it caused havoc, and I couldn't figure out what had happened. It pulled my sub pump out of the basement, out of the dirt.
My
wow.
goodness.
And
wow.
what a disaster I had down there. Man. I was, I won't get into it, but these earthquakes can cause a lot of problems.
Yes.
All right, Marilyn, thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Pete, I want to thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's just been a great time. I think it's been really informative to our listeners, and I'd love to have you back another time.
Sure. Be happy to.
All right. Don't forget, there's the Knoxville Fall Home Design and Remodeling Show this weekend at the Knoxville Convention Center. Today, 10 to 8. Tomorrow, 11 to 6. I'd love to see you there. Come by and say hi. This is Dawn Steimer. I want to thank you for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as we have. We'll be back in studio next week. Have a great Saturday. A check of news is next on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Come on, hold me tight. I love you.
Next Saturday morning for Around the House, brought to you by Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply, your solution for the lawn and landscape on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Hey, this is Mike Keith, voice of the Tennessee Titans. News Talk 98.7 wants to put you and three friends in a private suite for a Tennessee Titans game. You'll also get free parking, food and drink, four Titans jerseys, and a $100 Pilot gift card. Just listen for my cue to call in and qualify. It's the Titans Suite Experience. From your home for the Titans in East Tennessee, News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Brought to you by Fox and Farmer. They're two for you. And Image Matters. Visit ImageMattersInc.com.
As homeowners, many of us feel unsure of the path to a successful remodeling project. But with Master Construction Alliance, we have the systems in place for each step to ensure your home is just the way you want it, without the worry of who do I call for this and when should I do that.
Why, we'll even take you shopping with an interior designer to make sure your expectations are met. You can expect a masterpiece when you call 458-0416 or go to MasterConstructionAlliance.com.
This is Catherine Norton, co-owner of Tatered Living, featuring Premier Garage. Need to clear the clutter and organize your stuff? Tatered Living can redesign, reorganize, and custom fit any space. Closets, pantries, entryways, garages, offices, and more. Our consultation includes a 3D design, so you don't have to imagine a more organized home. You can see it. From the owners to our entire team, we have a clear focus on providing great customer service. Go to our website, tateredlivingknoxville.com. Tatered Living, tailored to the way you live.
It's real estate time in Tennessee. If you're thinking of making a move, good call. And an even better call is to contact Ryan Coleman. This is Jeff Jarnigan, here to strongly recommend my friend Ryan in Hometown Realty. With 17 years experience and over 1,000 homes sold, Ryan Coleman knows the market, what it takes to sell for top dollar while finding your next dream home. And Ryan works directly with all his clients, so you won't be passed off to another agent. You'll get to know him as a friend and trust him like I do. And get this, if your home doesn't sell, Ryan will buy it, so it's guaranteed to sell. To find out how to make your best move, call Ryan today, 693-SOLD. Hometown Realty is where home, family, and East Tennessee values matter. And Ryan will quarterback a touchdown of a sale. To list or buy, call Ryan, 693-SOLD. He's the personable realtor who calls you back. That's 693-SOLD. Or go online, ryancoleman.org.
Equal housing opportunity.